Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and happy Columbus Day. Welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron. The Chicago Tribune has the news that Richard Thaler of the University of Chicago has won the Nobel Prize in Economics for research showing how people's choices in economic matters are not always rational. We were reminded over the weekend of what extraordinary times we are living in. Here's where we are. The president is trying to convince Chuck Schumer to repeal and replace Obamacare, and is in a war with Senator Bob Corker, a Tennessee Republican key to his agenda. Meanwhile, Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump are having dinner with Senate Democrats, with the quaint television script notion that they can push an agenda that should be above partisan politics, Axios's Jonathan Swan reports. Jonathan Martin and Mark Ladler of the New York Times has the story that everybody is talking about. We're calling it Senator Bob Corker Uncorked. Corker told the two that Trump's recklessness threatens World War III and that Trump is treating the office of the presidency like a reality show. Other key points? Corker says every single day the White House is trying to contain him. And Corker says that the vast majority of the Senate Republican conference understands the volatility in dealing with Trump and the amount of work it takes to keep him in the middle of the road. Here's some real playbook talk. Corker is right. This is what many Republicans have told us behind the scenes for months. No, it doesn't mean that they're going to impeach him. It just means they feel like they can't deal with him on the level. That impacts things like tax reform, health care, among many other issues. Here's what Senate Republicans are buzzing about. In the last 24 hours, several very senior Senate Republicans have reached out to us with the following theory. Tax reform fails, Republicans lose the House and keep the Senate by a razor-thin margin at best. Trump blames Senate Republicans, who have not dismantled the Senate filibuster rules. He runs in 2020 against Senate Republicans and uses Pelosi and Schumer as a foil. Here is what else is going on. Bloomberg's Jen Jacobs and Bill Allison report that Steve Bannon is planning on backing challengers to most incumbent Republican senators. The only one who appears safe so far is Texas Senator Ted Cruz. The two report that he'll support only candidates who agree to the two conditions. They will vote against Mitch McConnell as majority leader, and they will vote to end senators' ability to block legislation by filibustering. A reminder, the senators up for re-election in 2018 are John Barrasso of Wyoming, Orrin Hatch of Utah, Ted Cruz of Texas, Dean Heller of Nevada, Deb Fischer of Nebraska, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, and Jeff Flake of Arizona. Susan Glasser sat down with Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton in the latest Global Politico podcast. Cotton told Glasser that Trump's national security team's job is to move out and execute, and if they don't like it, they should get out. Reuters is out with a new poll showing that Trump's popularity is slipping in rural America. According to the Reuters Ipsos daily tracking poll, the Republican president's popularity is eroding in small towns and rural communities where 15% of the country's population lives. The poll of more than 15,000 adults in non-metro areas shows that they are now as likely to disapprove of Trump as they are to approve of him. Our own Sungmin Kim has the details on Trump's immigration wish list. She reports that it could derail the Dreamers deal. Some of the key provisions run counter to an agreement Democratic leaders believed they had struck with Trump during a White House dinner last month. Meanwhile, Jen Habercorn writes that while Trump is looking to try and ramp up an Obamacare repeal effort, Republicans on Capitol Hill are privately admitting defeat. And Josh Dossie has another scoop on the White House phone gate. He reports that the White House believes Chief of Staff John Kelly's personal phone was possibly compromised at the transition office in late 2016. On the world stage, there was some progress on the Korean Peninsula. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the U.S. pressure on North Korea's global ties is starting to bear fruit. Here's the latest on Nate. The storm is now marching across the East Coast, dumping heavy rain, but the AP reports that it spared the U.S. Gulf Coast region the kind of catastrophic damage that it left by a series of hurricanes that hit the southern U.S. and Caribbean in recent weeks. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports that Russians in Silicon Valley can't shake the hacking's shadow. Yet there's more reporting today from the Washington Post on Google uncovering Russian bot ads on YouTube, Gmail, and other platforms. We're closing out the day with something many of us were talking about during Sunday football last night. The AP is reporting that Trump says Vice President Mike Pence had long planned to attend the NFL game. Pence, of course, announced on Twitter that he left the Indianapolis versus San Francisco game early because players kneeled during the national anthem. Here's Pence World's view. The VP's inner circle also contends the trip had been planned for weeks, and he was planning to stay through the game. He's now in California for a tax reform event and fundraiser with House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.